From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. A CDC report released last month postulated that more than 80% of pregnancy-related deaths in a recent three-year period were preventable. Mental health conditions top the list of leading underlying causes of death. This included deaths by suicide, as well as deaths from overdose or poisoning related to substance use disorder. The process of improving maternal health outcomes, especially for pregnant and postpartum people with substance use disorder, is not a straightforward task. In fact, it's one that often requires a range of interventions, from increasing equity in healthcare access to providing legal advocacy services. But a pilot program launched in 2019 by the Illinois Department of Human Services and funded by a grant from the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has begun to take on that challenge. Five health centers throughout Illinois are working to increase support for pregnant and postpartum people diagnosed with opioid use disorder. In addition to other treatment and intervention services, they provide access to doula-certified peer recovery specialists. And joining us now to talk about just what exactly those specialists do is Darian Benson, a health reporter at WFYI Public Media, an NPR member station in Indianapolis. Her Illinois-focused story, pregnant people who use substances and need support, peer recovery doulas can help, was published last week by Side Effects Public Media, a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. Darian, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, if you have questions for us, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. So I thought we'd begin with some terminology that may be unfamiliar to some of our listeners. Let's start with, what exactly is a doula?
Yeah, so a doula is a non-medical professional who assists pregnant people before, during, and after childbirth. They help pregnant people advocate for what they want or need during their pregnancy. And research shows that having a doula can decrease unnecessary C-sections and improve other health outcomes.
So I think some people might think of it as like somebody who's in the actual delivery room, but it goes beyond that in what you're saying.
Yeah, so help people during birth, you know, in the actual delivery room, but also, you know, there's postpartum appointments or, you know, anything that a pregnant person might need after they give birth, help with, you know, breastfeeding classes or getting baby gear, things like that.
Okay, so that's a doula. What about a peer recovery specialist? What's a peer recovery specialist?
Yeah, so a certified peer recovery specialist is someone who has an experience with substance use or mental health disorder. Either they themselves have a substance use disorder or a close family member does, and they are now in recovery and use their shared lived experiences to help others on their recovery journey so they can help people get into treatment or create action plans and anything else they might need to, you know, go on that recovery journey.
Interesting. Yeah, in my experience, a lot of people who are sort of what would you say, practitioners in the recovery world are themselves in recovery or have been through that experience. So how does a doula certified peer recovery specialist bring, you know, these care and advocacy responsibilities together?
Yes, a peer recovery doula really just combines both a doula and the peer recovery specialist together into one role. They assist people who also have pregnant people who also have substance use disorders with anything they might need during and after their pregnancy, but they also serve as an advocate in the medical setting, you know, for prenatal appointments during birth, but also, you know, help their clients start medication-assisted treatment for an opioid use disorder or enroll in a treatment program, and in some cases help their clients navigate the legal system if they are involved in the justice system.
Okay, so there have been significant, I think this is well known to some of our listeners, significant racial and ethnic inequalities documented in pregnancy care in the United States. Non-Hispanic Black women experience 3 to 4 times higher rates of pregnancy-related death than non-Hispanic white women. I wonder if this dynamic present in the areas that you've been reporting on and the work of the peer recovery doulas you spoke with for this story?
Yeah, I spoke with two of the peer recovery doulas in this program, and they said that, you know, what you just talked about is definitely prevalent in their work, especially, you know, a lot of their clients have, you know, either comorbidities that also affect, you know, racial minorities, and just even in the justice system, they see, you know, these discrepancies. So that's something that they really want to help, you know, people advocate. And research does show that, you know, a doula with someone who might have more severe health outcomes or risks can really help decrease those risks.
So I know everyone's experience is going to be unique in this space, but to the extent you can generalize, as you've been talking to people about this, what are some commonalities among people who have a substance use disorder, they're addicted to drugs, to put it more colloquially, and they're pregnant? What are some of the commonalities that people in that situation experience?
A lot of stigma, which can, you know, prevent people from going into a hospital to, you know, even have their baby or go to prenatal appointments, because there's just this big stigma that surrounds substance use disorder still to this day. We know that, you know, substance use and other mental health disorders are health disorders, yet many people still view it as, you know, this evil choice, or, you know, that people who use substances are evil. And then when you combine that with pregnancy, now not only are you using substances, but you're also using substances while pregnant, which can harm a baby. So like this fear of judgment from others, including, you know, the inherent biases and judgment from doctors, can cause many to, you know, delay medical care or just not seek medical care at all during their pregnancy, which just doesn't do any good.
Okay, you spoke with someone in your story, and we have a clip from your reporting. 13 years ago, shortly after Michelle, I think it's Kavouris, gave birth, her newborn son tested positive for cocaine and was placed in the neonatal intensive care unit. The next day, the doctor came into her hospital room and berated her. Let's take a listen.
Things I already knew. Didn't need to hear from somebody shouting at me. And instead of like offering me any kind of help or anything, he just wanted to shame me and make me feel worse than I already did.
So Michelle ultimately placed her son up for adoption, entered recovery, and is now a peer recovery doula. Tell us more about her work in Illinois. How does it connect to this pilot program we were talking about earlier?
Yeah. So like you said, she placed her son for adoption, but that, you know, situation still like lived with her. 13 years later, she still says that, you know, she can vividly recall that experience. And that's why she's actually a peer recovery doula. She is in recovery currently, and she wants to use that experience that she had, you know, with this just horrible treatment from a medical professional to help other pregnant people not have to go through that. So that really drives her work. She says she doesn't want anyone else to have an experience like that when they give birth. You know, birth should be a safe space. It should be a happy time, or, you know, you're so vulnerable when you give birth that you shouldn't have to, you know, have this fear of a doctor or, you know, other medical professionals just really hurting you.
Yeah. Well, it's a doctor, and it could be law enforcement professionals too, right? Because Illinois, along with 23 other states, and I think the District of Columbia, considers substance use during pregnancy to be child abuse. Obviously, losing custody is traumatic for the mother and the child. We have another clip from your reporting. This is Carly Ann Brown, another peer recovery doula.
I literally had a patient tell me the only reason that I'm not using drugs is because of my baby. And like, if my baby goes to foster care, my fear of what might happen to my baby in foster care, I will use drugs, like, to deal with that.
So, okay, you have this fear of losing custody. What happens if a person with a substance use disorder decides they want to try and keep their baby? What do they have to do to make the case to make that happen in Illinois?
So this is something that the peer recovery doulas do try to assist and prepare their clients for. If a baby is born with a substance in their system, that automatically triggers a report to child welfare services. And that report then triggers an investigation. If the state does decide to separate the mom and the baby, a custody hearing does take place. the peer doulas try to help prepare, you know, the parents and for these court hearings. That might mean, you know, providing documents and showing the court that they are in treatment, that they have, you know, an action plan to kind of, you know, stay in treatment or get into recovery, and that they can, you know, provide for their baby in a safe manner.
What do you hear from the peer recovery doulas? I mean, you mentioned there's this stigma, right? Somebody, we heard that clip from Michelle Cavora saying that she was berated by a doctor. I would imagine those attitudes are still out there. How do they say that they've done navigating the healthcare system that, you know, is still predisposed to look down on their clients?
Yeah, another role for these doulas is to actually work with medical professionals to try and combat that stigma. So they help, you know, have conversations and really bring, I guess, a, you know, person first perspective to these patients who might have substance use disorders, and that may be through like trainings or conversations, and really, you know, humanizing these pregnant people who also just happen to, you know, have a substance use disorder.
You know, I'm just going to imagine there might be some people out there listening right now who are hearing this and thinking, you know what, this is really harmful to a baby, as we've acknowledged, you know, being born with of someone using and abusing substances can really lead to some problems for a newborn. What is the best way to sort of balance, you know, the liberty interests of the pregnant person and the, you know, the liberty interests of the newborn in this case, right? How are there things that, you know, so I guess I'm just imagining someone says, you know what, you ought to put them in rehab and make them go cold turkey or something like that. What actually works? What do the peer recovery doulas say works to try and balance these competing interests?
Yeah, so I think there's, you know, like a lot of things, there's not one right answer. Carly Ann Brown, one of the peer doulas, said that, you know, education is really important. It's not as simple as, you know, a person with an opioid use disorder just stopping using. They do need to go on, you know, medication-assisted treatment, because actually going in withdrawal can be harmful for the baby. So there needs, you know, she said there needs to be more education surrounding, you know, addiction, but also, you know, better assistance in housing and transportation, because I think, you know, a lot of these things can actually help decrease, you know, the use of substances. Yeah.
Well, and maybe we can say a little bit more about that, because you mentioned this earlier, this idea that substance use disorder is a moral failing. And, you know, you can shift a perspective on that and say it's a medical problem, right? Talk about that and how that plays into what we've been talking about here.
Yeah, the doulas and the doctor I spoke with, you know, said that substance use is a public health problem. And like a lot of things are public health problems, it relates to transportation and equity and access to care. So they really try to focus and do everything they can to ensure that, you know, people have safe and healthy pregnancies, and, you know, they have quality and fair health care before, during, and after. You know, they said that they can't control these other systems, like the legal system or, you know, the child welfare systems, but they can, you know, ensure that the work that they do, which is, you know, providing safe and healthy pregnancies, is as, you know, much like as quality care as they can. So that's, you know, getting people to prenatal appointments, getting people into treatment, you know, making sure that everything that they have in their power that they can control is going well, so that hopefully, you know, situations like a parent being separated doesn't happen, but at the very least, you know, the baby is healthy.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of our time together, but what is next? This started as a pilot program. Does it scale up from here?
Yeah, it's actually still, you know, in the pilot phase right now. I did speak with the state and they said, you know, hopefully that it can be expanded. There are other states that have similar programs, or just, you know, connecting people who are pregnant and also have substance use disorders with resources that they may need, like treatment or, you know, with a doula, not necessarily a peer recovery doula, but just someone who can help them navigate their pregnancy.
All right. I'll tell listeners, if you want to check out Darian Benson's story for Side Effects Public Media, it's called Pregnant People Who Use Substances Need Support. Peer Recovery Doulas Can Help. We'll have a link to that at our website, 21stshow.org. Darian Benson, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show and sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
Darian Benson is a reporter with Side Effects Public Media and WFYI Public Media in Indianapolis. Again, her story focused on Illinois is called Pregnant People Who Use Substances Need Support. Peer Recovery Doulas Can Help. Coming up on the 21st Show, we're going to be talking about country music, and specifically black country music, which spans Charlie Pride and Darius Rucker, but also Beyonce and Lil Nas X, and roots that go much deeper than that. We'll talk all about that with writer Francesca Royster. Her new book is Black Country Music, Listening for Revolutions. That's coming up after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.